For most of the crops, we are in surplus to a large extent. So why is it that we cannot eat more cassava, which we are consuming currently though? Because the highest and the most consumed crop in this country is cassava at 154 kilograms per person per year. And rice is 20 kilograms or so per person per year. So why we have to be emphasizing on rice when there are other alternatives is, I think, what the president is saying. Because if we have our mouths in other people's kitchens, it then means that the economy will continue to be struggling.
Now, we talked about cassava, ensuring that more people take cassava. But realistically, rice is being consumed more, and the local rice is more expensive than the imported one. And so how will it psych people to even patronize the local rice when it's more expensive than the imported one?
The other local rice is more expensive than imported rice is another matter we can deal with. But the point we are saying is that all the leader resources are being mobilized by His Excellency the President to empower the Minister of Food and Agriculture to up rice production to a level where we'll be self-sufficient. Now, it's up to us to decide to eat other subsidized crops from foreign countries or eat more of what we produce so that it can continue to grow and get cheaper. Those ones that are imported are cheaper because their citizens eat what they produce, their farmers continue to produce, they are building surpluses, and they have to really export it to our countries.
Okay, now you talked about government providing a resource. What are these resources, some specifics?
One, the input mobilization is getting very efficient, improved seed, which government is even subsidizing to provide farmers. Two, is fertilizer subsidy so that farmers can afford the fertilizer. As at 2008, we were just around 50,000 metric tons of fertilizer subsidy volumes. Today, we are at 150,000. Machinery is imported duty-free. Even after it has been brought into the country at cost price, government still picks some of the costs into the public purse so that machines are sold to farmers at less.
A member of the Agri Committee talked about poultry producers meeting committee and talking about if government gives them the interventions, they can employ many Ghanaians. Now, you are the ministry. What is the ministry doing for the poultry sector?
The poultry sector, yes, is struggling. There's no doubt about that. But government has supported the poultry sector before and supported them again. The question is, why has it not worked? I think that is where we are now with the poultry industry. But the bottom line is to build enough surpluses that you can channel through that sector to generate the protein dimension of our nutrition needs. And we are in close talks with the Poultry Farmers Association. I, on behalf of the minister, asked for some yellow maize to be released to the Poultry Farmers Association. That is in addition to definite plans which have been announced in the 2014 budget to assist at least 100 poultry producers to generate a certain volume of poultry so that that local production can buy into the total volume of poultry needs of the country so that the imports can come down significantly.